I'm joined by Mike O'Neill and David Kroll, and they are BRE, Burlington Riverfront Entertainment, and it is a very special weekend that's coming up. It's kind of like Steamboat Days, sort of, but you've got a carnival, you've got two nights of entertainment, you've got lots and lots of fun stuff. It's in the middle of June. It's middle of June, right? Steamboat Days. But it's not Steamboat Days.
No, I mean, we wanted to pay tribute to Steamboat Days and still call the carnival the Steamboat Days Carnival. I think everyone kind of associates the carnival with Steamboat Days anyway. So, we wanted to just kind of pay tribute to that long-standing event.
So you got the carnival Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And you said the carnival's going to be kind of spread out over some on Front Street, some in the back. Wherever they can fit in stuff.
And it's actually Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
The 8th through the 11th. And it's so there's some down behind the auditorium. There's some on Front Street across from the auditorium. And then there's some that goes up Jefferson Street a little bit.
What's the name of the carnival company?
The Bowden Amusements.
Okay. Have they ever been here before? Do you know?
They were here last year, and they were here the last year that Steamboat Days was actually around, I think, in 2018.
Okay. And now this, I believe these, you get a wristband. Is that right? How
so
that works?
They've got wristbands on, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and then Saturday during the day.
Okay.
I think it's 6 to 10.
Six to ten Wednesday through Friday
for $25 for a wristband, and then on Saturday from 1 to 4 is wristbands, but then from 5 to 10 on Saturday is just tickets only.
Okay, and again, it's they've got a pretty good reputation, right?
Yeah, great. They're great people, nice to work with. They're super friendly and everything. So they've got little rides from little ones all the way up to some bigger ones.
All right, well, get ready. Carnival's coming. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Friday. Friday Fest is right. Is that right? This is Jaron Hogan.
Driving home this evening, could have sworn we had it all worked out.
Jaron Hogan, what can you tell me about? What can you tell me about Jaron Hogan, guys?
So it's Jaron Hogan and South 55, a full band. They are a country band from up around the Cedar Rapids area. I've worked with Jaron over the years in a couple different bands, and he's got Chad McCleary playing with him, and I'm not sure who else is in his band right now. But they played here last summer on one of our Fridays, and just a good country band, somebody different, and just some good country music.
And along with them, you got a band called New Trick. Obviously recorded indoors,
yeah,
and at a very full venue, a very full bar, and a lot of people dancing and screaming and everything else like that. But obviously, they look like they're having a great time. I'm guessing people have a great time as well on Friday. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're another band from up around Cedar Rapids. They're going to play all your classic rock favorites, and just a good party band.
And again, on Saturday, you got an all-girl band.
Yep.
Followed by boy band night. What a way to put it together. I'm guessing there was a theme kind of working in there. Is that right?
We kind of worked it backwards. So, yeah, we got the boy band night in there. We just wanted to try something different and give the area some pop music. And, I mean, they're going to play a little bit of, from what I saw, from Bon Jovi to New Kids on the Block to all that good stuff.
Well, this is the all-girl band. And they are good.
Yeah, looking forward to them.
Original composition, brand new. It's a new song. It's a song, the original composition of Been There, Done That. They've won a lot of awards, too. I looked them up. They're good.
Yeah.
I guess that's why they're coming here. Is that right?
Yeah. Just something different. And like I said, it was kind of I came across them, and I'm like, hey, we've got this boy band. Let's bring in an all-girl band. And they're from up in Muscatine area, so I'm excited to see them.
Well, it's boy band night. Here's a group that was actually at Steamboat Days at one time, NSYNC.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me what to
do. Long time ago.
I want you back. It's hard to say I'm sorry. It's hard to make the things.
And I believe they do basically a compendium of all of the great boy bands.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I say that they...
Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. And
yeah, all the songs you secretly love. That's what I like to say.
Yeah, the ones that you never admit to, but you secretly love. Is that right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. You'll see everyone singing along to all the words to these songs. And the cool thing is they sing, they dance, they do it all. So.
Now, you've got some sponsors that are helping you out doing this thing, right?
Yeah, these shows are 100% free, all ages, thanks to Mankey and Company CPA, our presenting sponsors.
All right. And again, there will be plenty of food and beverage available. Is that right?
Of course.
Okay. It is the Steamboat Days Carnival. And then four nights of carnival.
Yep.
And two nights of entertainment with two bands each night. So
yep.
It's Friday Fest followed by Saturday Fest? No, that's
yeah,
not going.
Sure.
Okay, why not?
Call it whatever you want.
All right. And again, you're going to be in back of the auditorium and on the sides, right?
Yep. Yeah, the music and stage will be on the south of the auditorium facing out to the river, and music will get started at 5:30 every night. And
all right.
The city is going to be running some shuttles on Friday and Saturday to drop people off and pick them up to and from our concerts on Friday.
Fantastic. All right. Well, it sounds like a great lineup of entertainment, and sounds like a carnival that everybody can have some fun at. Guys, let's make it a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, we're excited. Thanks.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, David.